This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Been going on for a while. You know, if you just look at our offensive numbers, there's a lot of guys struggling or not being where, you know, they hope they'd be.
You know, whenever we have an issue with something, you want answers, you want solutions. The Orioles as a team, they're not hitting. My problem is this. When we talked about our pitching, you brought up a couple of pitchers or past their prime. I'm not blaming a pitching coach for that. You look at what a guy like Dean Kramer is doing. He's working on his stuff. He's improving with each start. That's pitching coach. But when you have a guy past their prime that just doesn't have it anymore, it's not the pitching coach. It's the cat just doesn't have it. My fear, my problem with the hitters is you have hitters who are still good, productive hitters. Why aren't they producing? That makes me look at the hitting coach, Ed.
I guess. I mean, this is a logical place to go when guys aren't hitting. I don't know. It's just weird that everyone's falling off the page kind of at the same time, except the veterans. I know you point to Mullins' recent struggles. He's still leading the team in RBIs and on-base percentage. But it's just – it's frustrating. It just is. I mean, everyone's going to point that hitting coach down. I guarantee you I'm sure we've gotten calls already about this, like, oh, it's got to be the hitting coach. It's either the hitting coach or the trainer or somebody when there's injuries. Sometimes it's bad luck, man. I find it hard to believe that it's anybody's fault that all these guys got hurt.
If it hurt, yes. I don't believe it's anybody's fault for that. But when you have that many hitters looking lost, Jeremy, I mean, if hitting coaches weren't important, then why do you have them? If they didn't mean something positive for people, why do you have them?
Well, I think you have it's not teaching the guys how to hit. I think their job is basically to watch those guys and see if anything is off.
That's like, my point, yeah.
And the whole point of firing hitting and pitching, like I believe pitching coaches can have a greater impact just because of how you're working with these guys, where you set them up on the rubber. Are you watching? Are they tipping pitches? Are they learning new pitches? Are you telling them, hey, this isn't the type of pitch you should be throwing? Like when we look at switch hitters, you'll see a guy that can't hit from one side and then he's like, all right, well, Cedric Mullins, I'm just a left-handed hitter now. With pitchers, what if you have a pitch that's not working and you keep throwing it? I mean, Charlie Morton was talking about, you know, his cutter and his curveball and all these other things. But I just don't get it, man. Like, if you look at this team, you can honestly see there's a bunch of things that went awry. I even just read somebody said, oh, what a swing and a miss drafting Adley over Bobby Witt. You guys realize if you draft Bobby Witt, you're not getting
Gunnar Henderson. That's what they had in mind. That's what they had in mind. Okay. Speaking of Gunnar Henderson, he's starting to climb out of it. Adley Rutschman is struggling. Mountcastle's struggling. You got multiple guys that haven't reached their prime yet. Good players. Before he got injured, Westberg was struggling. And like you said, it's not their job to teach them how to hit, but it is their job to observe and help them not prolong slumps. But you have too many prolonged slumps on this baseball
team. I believe the hitting coach is the guy that ultimately falls on the sword when things are going wrong and you fire that guy. And why do you fire him? it's almost like it's like a coach getting a technical, right? You're trying to get their attention. Guys, look at what's going on. This, whether it's the refs or you're trying to get your players' attention, you go get a technical. Like somebody had said, hey, that skirmish that they had with the Yankees when everybody went out and shook hands and hugged at second base with Kierstead. F it, throw a punch, man. Like, show some life. I mean, I'm kind of kidding. No, but like something. Get kicked out of the damn game. Go off on an ump when you get a horrific call. I mean, it's been a combination of bad things going on, poor play, injuries, guys that shouldn't be playing, and at times it seems lifeless. I still can't explain how they're this bad against left. I mean, this is historically bad against left-handed pitching.
And again, for the whole team to be bad at it, it's, you know, if the hitting coach is not important, then why do we have him? I'm still going to ask that question.
Look at the change that Holiday made without that, you know, the big step into the bucket, where now he just takes, you know, slides his foot. Made a big difference. And that was from coaching. That was his father, and the hitting coaches changed that because he had that big step first and doesn't do it anymore. But that's what they're there for. They watch you. They watch film. They go over with you, and then they try to, you know, pick out flaws in what's going on.
Exactly. That's what they're there. You're right. At this point in your life, you know how to hit, or she wouldn't be here.
Of course.
It's my job to make, like anything else, everybody has a coach. If you don't have a coach and whatever you're doing, then I feel bad for you. Everybody has a coach, and they're there to point out things, remind you sometimes of who you, hey, look, get back to what you used to do. Remember we used to do this? And when you have all these hitters looking out of sync, not making proper adjustments, I'm sorry. Someone has to take the blame for that.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Let's go to Jeff in Parkville. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
Rob, hear me out now. I feel like it's the mental approach to the guys when they step in the batter's box.
Okay.
They seem to be more individuals than as a team. They don't spread the ball around. They seem like everybody wants to hit a home run. Now, that's it.
I'm gonna go to an at bat, and that's a popular comment that I disagree with big time. And I go to an at bat last night, Rivera. Rivera, I think he worked it to a full count. Ball was on the outside part of the plate. Where did he get his base hit? He just put the bat on the ball, went to right field. So he put the bat on the ball and went right to right field. Shot it between the first baseman and the second baseman. My question to you all who say this is this: how much baseball outside of the Orioles do you watch? Hell, how much of the other team do you watch when you're watching the Orioles? It's like you read something from Rudy Gay. What did Rudy Gay say about basketball?
Nowadays, I'm not sure anybody knows what to do inside the three-point line.
Because everybody, that's what basketball is. So if you are a fan of a certain team and you say, I'm tired of my team always shooting threes. Hello? That's the entire league. What he just said about the Orioles, that's baseball. That's why nobody paid. Baseball told you that when they said, we're not looking at batting averages anymore. We're looking at OPS. What's in OPS? Slugging. They value extra base hits over singles now. That's why they went to OPS. Some stadiums, I don't know if you noticed, Ed, some stadiums on the scoreboard when they show the hitter, they only show OPS. They don't show batting averages anymore.
No, they're just trying to, I think, they're trying to train the fan base too.
Exactly.
Because this, you know, the first thing people look at, look, I've been watching baseball for a long time. You get, that's all they cared about. You talk to people, you know, batting averages and earned run averages.
Yeah.
Actually, wins and losses.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yep.
And we got away from that. And now it's important because the extra base hits matter.
If that's why they go OPS. So that, yeah. So what he said, that's baseball. But there are times, and again, you saw it last night with Rivera. Full count, runner on, and all they tried to go to the outside part of the plate. Hopefully he rolled it over. He just basically put the bat on the ball and shot it to the opposite field because of the situation. Less than two strikes, yeah, they may swing for the fences. Because the game has changed where no one cares about singles anymore. Well, they care about on base and slugging.
Yeah. In fact, would you rather have a 290 singles hitter or a 270, you know, guy who drives it to the gap?
I want that 270 guy. Well, I'll take the 250 guy who drives it to the gap.
What did I point out to you? Rob and I were talking about Jazz Chisholm, and I said, damn, man, what did he have, like 7 home runs, and he was hitting like 170?
Yeah, and you said also –
He walked 18 times.
I said, what is his OPS, round 7? And you looked at, yeah, 7-something.
A guy that's hitting 170 and he's got an OPS over 700.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like it even makes sense.
Because he hits home runs, doubles, and walks.
Felt like Adam Dunn.
He is Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
Look at Kyle Schwarber's batting average.
Absolutely.
And he's batting leadoff most of the time.
So they've dropped him now, and I don't know if they're going to put him back in the leadoff spot. Who did they put up there?
He's not batting below fourth, I bet.
I think they moved Bryson Stott up top, if I remember correctly.
He's still batting in the top four?
But they batted him leadoff, and they have Trey Turner on their team.
Yeah.
What does that tell you? I mean, Trey Turner, it was your prototypical leadoff hitter.
The way it used to be.
Speed.
But now they value extra base hits. I'm sorry.
And
that's baseball. Yeah.
Like, the only difference between a walk and a hit is if you have somebody on base. You know, you have the opportunity to score a run and move guys up. Now, if it's first and second, you get walked, you're moving guys up. It works the same way, so why not include that? Because it's an important piece to it.
Eric in Baltimore. What's up, Eric?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I'd just like to bring up Mike Elias and some of the players that he's drafted. He's drafted quite a few position players, and he doesn't seem to be drafting pitchers.
That came up before, Eric, and somebody asked me on Facebook when I asked, what questions do you want to hear from Mike Elias? They said, are you drafting any pitchers early? And then he asked me that the day after, and I wish I would have gotten that question before because I would have asked him. They have not drafted a lot of pitchers early in the draft. And I remember, if I'm not mistaken, he may have addressed that last year and said that they wanted to look to that, but they have not drafted a lot of pitchers early.
My problem, or at least not a problem, like I know everybody's been talking about this. When you go back to 2020 in the pandemic year, that was one of the weakest pitcher drafts that we've had, right? Mm-hmm. I think it was 2020. And then they took like 50. Did they draft a pitcher? Their first 15 picks were like all hitters.
Well, 2020 was the short draft because of the pandemic. I think they only did 10 rounds.
So maybe it's
the
year after that, I'm thinking of. But, or no, maybe it was that year and they just drafted 10 hitters. Yeah. They didn't draft any pitchers. But the point of it is, like, I don't want them going, oh man, it's the fourth round and we haven't taken a pitcher. We got to take a pitcher. Take the best player. You know how long these damn drafts are? Taking a guy in the 15th round or the 32nd? You know, like, put that on TV and see how many people are watching on day 8. I mean, it doesn't go that long, but you get my point. Like, draft the best players available. And we had that Andy McPhail thing where it's like, grow the arms, buy the bats. And you kind of understand it because what were we saying about pitchers? That going out and paying for them on the free agent market, usually it doesn't work out if your name's not Max Scherzer to those long-term deals.
I think they got one pitcher that year, Jeremy, in the 5th round. Carter Baumler.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at it. I didn't figure that out on my own.
Well, they've definitely had some drafts that were like heavy hitters, but I think that's because of their evaluation.
That was a Kobe Mayo draft, 4th round. Mm. Pick number 103 overall.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.